The title tonight is going to be Why the Dove Fails to Land. But we're going to do a little intro to that. This is mine and Kristen's second Sunday here at Alabaster, but we've known for a few weeks. We tried out, when was that? That was a tryout. 3 or 4 weeks ago, in June, yeah. Pastor came to me when Brother Randall Beck died. We were standing in line at Summerton, and he came up to me and he said, "Michael, are you preaching?" And I go, "Every Sunday." And he goes, "Every Sunday? Yes, sir. I just sing my sermons." And Pastor, just being blunt as he is, he goes, "You're such an idiot." And I go, "I am. I'm an idiot." And he went on to tell me that he was looking for an associate pastor. And I said, "Well, good luck with that. I'm going to pray for you that God's going to lead the right person to you." Because I had no desire to stand behind the holy desk and preach. I was fine being a music pastor. And then when Brother Barrett died, he came to me and said that he was still looking for an associate pastor. And I told him again, I said, "Good luck with that. I'm praying for you." Me and Kristen went on a fast as a couple in our family that we were wanting to go deeper in the Lord. And sometimes when you fast, you pray things that you don't really mean to pray, but the inner man is stronger than the outer man when you're fasting. And I prayed a simple prayer, and I said, "God, put me and Kristen in the center of your will." And I'm like, "Oh, I didn't mean to say that." And God began to do a work, and he began to move. We were happy, and things were going good where we were. And the Thursday night that Perry Stone preached at camp meeting, me and Kristen, I had looked at Kristen's, and if you're a minister and you tell Blue Cross and Blue Shield that that's your profession, they will not insure you, because pastors die left and right because of the stress of to hold this office. And just some other stuff that my father-in-law had went through at churches. I told God, I said, "I don't ever want to be a preacher. I'm fine being a music pastor for the rest of my life." And Perry Stone said something. He said that there are ministers in the building tonight who have said that you're ready to give the ministry up and just go be a normal churchgoer and get a secular job, and you're going to be fine with that. And then he said, "I've come to mess your plans up." I went down the altar, and after about an hour or two on the floor, I got up, and then a friend of ours decided that the Lord was moving on him, and he needed to give us a word of prophecy that God would be opening a door soon. Little did we know it would be 3 weeks down the road. But I said all that to say this. Me and Christians are honored that you guys have chosen us to come to Alabaster as pastors, associate ministers. And the pounding and other stuff that you guys have done were completely led of the Lord, because those were fleeces that I had laid out before the Lord to make sure that this is where we were supposed to be. And you guys, and just other things that God has answered, we're just excited to be here. And I preached this message tonight very nervous. Because it's not happy. It's not a happy message to preach. And I'm going to be reading out of Genesis chapter 8, verses 6 through 12. If you guys want to turn there, when you have it, just say amen. So it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. Then he sent out a raven, which kept going to and fro until the waters had dried up from the earth. He also sent out from himself a dove to see if the waters had receded from the face of the ground. But the dove found no resting place for the sole of her foot. And she returned into the ark to him, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. So he put his hand and took her and drew her into the ark to himself. And he waited yet another 7 days, and again he sent out the dove out from the ark. Then the dove came to him in the evening, and behold, a freshly plucked olive leaf was in her mouth. And Noah knew that the waters had receded from the earth, so he waited yet another 7 days and sent out the dove, which did not return again to him anymore. The title of the sermon, like I said, is Why the Dove Fails to Land. I'm going to talk about some aspects of the dove first and the raven, and then we'll move on to the meat of the sermon. And I pray that I don't skip a whole paragraph of notes, or we're getting out real early tonight. The raven that we know, the raven is solid black. A raven will eat on a carcass that's dead. A raven will land in muddy water. A raven will land in troubled waters. A raven is a carnivore. It will eat anything that it sees, and it equals death. That's the significance of the raven. The raven is the one who brought dead food to the prophet at the brook Jabbok, and not a dove, but a raven, because a dove's not going to touch anything that's dead. Pay attention to that. A dove's not going to touch anything that's dead. A dove, on the other hand, will not land in troubled waters, will not land in muddy water. A dove also has 9 feathers on each side of its wing. 9 feathers representing the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit that are mentioned, that Paul mentions in 1 Corinthians. So tonight, this is what I'm going to ask you. Are you at a place where maybe you don't feel the Holy Ghost move in your life like you need to? Or the last time that you don't even remember the last time maybe that you experienced the moving of the Holy Ghost in your life? Well, let's look at it this way. A dove won't land on muddy water. The Spirit being the dove, if we are muddy in our walk with God, the Holy Ghost isn't going to land on you to do the work in you that you need to do. Back at home, preached all around my sermon today, when Jennifer was up saying that our denomination is no longer growing, and it's not. The Assembly of Gods are the only denomination that have posted growth on the Pew report, not us. And I'm not saying anything against the Assembly of God. I love our brothers and sisters in the Pentecostal movement. But what I'm saying to you tonight is, what are we doing wrong? Are we sitting on our hands? Are we talking against the men and women of God? Because that causes us to be muddy, because we're throwing mud. I told you it's not going to be a happy sermon. Sometimes the reason we never have a move of the Spirit like we do in our churches, and the reason why the Holy Spirit does not bless, is because we, as a body, keep the water stirred. It won't land on troubled waters. Now we know.